AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Report just in that President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next Monday as the administration presses for a ceasefire hostage deal with Hamas. Israeli spokesman David Mentzer.
The obstacle lies with Hamas, but we are working through various means to overcome it. Now, with the success of Operation Rising Lion, in partnership with our American allies, many opportunities have opened up now.
Operation Rising Lion, the Israeli strikes against Iran. A preliminary report from the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency says the U.S. strikes did significant damage to Iran's Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan nuclear sites, though they did not totally destroy the facilities. Still, the head of the U.N. atomic watchdog, Rafael Grossi, says the site's capabilities for treatment, conversion, and enrichment of uranium have been destroyed to an important degree. Though he says Tehran could, if it wants, restart such operations. He adds a full damage assessment requires access to the sites. In Gaza, witnesses and medics say an Israeli airstrike on a seaside cafe killed at least 30 people in Gaza City. Also reports that Israeli forces killed 22 when they fired on crowds returning from a food aid site. On Capitol Hill, senators are grinding through proposed amendments to President Trump's bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. He's been pushing for passage by July 4th. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, who's announced he will not seek re-election, doesn't like the process.
When you rush a bill and you don't think through the implementation, you don't get it right. And so I hope that my colleagues recognize it's half-baked. It's another reason why we should go back to the House, Mark, get Medicaid right so I can come on the floor and tell my colleagues on the other side of the aisle why they're wrong.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says trade talks with the U.S. have resumed after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. technology firms. And stocks closed with gains, the S&P up about 0.5%. This is AP News. A funeral over the weekend for an assassinated Minnesota lawmaker and her husband.
Mourners, including former President Biden and Vice President Harris, packed a Minneapolis church Saturday to honor former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. They were gunned down in their home 2 weeks ago. Governor Tim Walz praised them.
I know millions of Minnesotans get to live their lives better because she and Mark chose public service and politics.
Walz knew the Hortmans personally and professionally.
She didn't need somebody else to lose to win for her.
Officials say accused gunman Vance Belter remains in jail, also charged with shooting and wounding another Democratic lawmaker and his wife. Belter has been described as an evangelical Christian with politically conservative views. Prosecutors declined to speculate on a motive. I'm Julie Walker.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.